ハロー、This is Ryokyu Wendels. Prime Dharma Talk Yo for your fortune development. Today also, because of the wish of the world, people in the world will develop their fortune. I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, usually people think that the recognition, the world exists objectively and nothing to do with our body sensation. What I mean by nothing to do with, it doesn't influence our body sensation, doesn't change whether it exists or not. It just exists objectively. However, all the existences, every existence are related with our body sensation. Just simply, you can think that when something you recognize the light of the reflection of the light of the thing, the light will stimulate your nerve, and your nerve transmit to the brain, and you will recognize things. It is related with your nerve. However, either quantum theory or the Mahayana Buddhist philosophy, that we project image, our conscious are creating the object. So which is first, our projection or our acception, and the nerve is transmitting that to the brain. Well, I think at the same time, both ways. This is a mystery of the existence or phenomenon of the universe. Well, what I want to say is that every existence, every recognition are related with your body sensation. Well, there are people who don't think that something invisible doesn't exist, and nothing related, have no interest to the world of key order, doesn't believe that a spiritual world exists, and just chasing the comfort of the physical body and the materials. When I think about those people, I don't know why, but I imagine automatically the mafia, boss of the mafia. Isn't it funny? Anyway, they might eat the gorgeous food, gorgeous meal every day, go to maybe have a house, a swimming pool, and go to sauna and comfortable, try to make it their life physically comfortable as much as possible. But even those people who don't care about the world of ki or the spiritual world, they feel something discomfort, because as long as you live in the human world, discomfort, you cannot get away from the phenomenon that it happens, of the discomfort, without any physical reason. Of course, there are some people who feel clearly even the same discomfort, and who doesn't, who are well practiced not to feel it. And this kind of discomfort will grow and finally start to consciousness. And usually, people will think discomfort from the physical body. And when the body gets sick, they think they have to fix this objective materialistic body. So they go to hospital as repairing the machine. But actually, discomfort is the discomfort of the key. Either small or big, and sometimes or all the time, depends on the people, this kind of discomfort exists as long as you're living in a human world. In the world of the infinite joy, which is a Purand, in another name of the Purand, there will be no discomfort at all. Only the increases of the comfortableness exist. Well, anyway, what is this comfort? Actually, this is the comfort of the key, and this is the comfort of the field. The field is something not usually we call it ba in Japanese. Is that let's say energy that you feel in your life or what you in or the in the world or the world itself or life itself anyway. It's a key, is a field, key of the field, and this tiny discomfort you feel either you're by yourself or you're with other people. But what is discomfort? People think that it's a discomfort from the body, but actually it's a discomfort of the field, and it's reflecting to the body. And there are people who really face the discomfort and try to find a way to change, to conform, to transform. And there's people, many of the people, who just ignore and not try not to feel it. But it will increase, and finally, this is when thought start creating a symptom. This discomfort that you feel as in a field. You feel as a body sensation, and actually this is from the spiritual existence who are coming to you. This spiritual existence of the discomfort, which creating discomfort, could be the unsaved spirit who are coming to you. Or the spirit of the evilness, which is produced by the karma of the human being. And you have a potential to feel it with your body sensation. Or even you recognize it with your body sensation. And you have a potential to purify them, or to rescue them, to transform, send them, those spirits, to the heavenly realm. How? First, you recognize you face to the discomfort you feel in the field. Next, recognize with your body sensation that this is a spiritual existence. At the same time, feel the comfort of the great love of the great spirit of the universe. How to feel it? Well, Mahayana Buddhism saying that by with visualizing Buddha and having the love feeling toward to it, you will be able to receive the great love of the great spirit of the universe. Because it's interesting that because of the discomfortableness of the great love you can feel, you can clearly recognize the what is this discomfort thing from, and let the spirit and self spirit receive the touches of the wounds of the great love of the great spirit of the universe. Let them be touched by the light of the great spirit of the universe, which purifies the karma of them. With visualizing the image of Buddha or God or whatever, and with having the feeling of love feeling toward to it, praise feeling toward to it, and chant mantra repeatedly, and let them touched by the light of the wisdom of the and great love of the great spirit of the universe, and continue it. They'll start purifying, they'll start to be transformed, warmly be start to be sent to the heaven. And you find peace and clean and warm and light as a dark cloud blowing away and sunshine appears. May you awaken to this ability and start to blow away your discomfort and let the sunshine appears in your life, in the field. May you and people around you and people in the world reawaken to this ability and not let to increase the discomfort, but increase the comfort, peace and warmth, and let the sun shine all the field in the life and the planet.